Good morning, everyone. One of the more controversial proposals from the review of Australia's competition laws is the suggestion that the laws be amended to make it easier to clamp down on anti-competitive conduct. The review says the law should give regulators greater scope to act against supermarkets and other major players if their conduct lessens competition. This provision has been opposed by the large supermarket operators. And Professor Harper spoke to the business last night and said the time is right for these sorts of reforms.
All of them weren't facing the digital economy like we're facing it, or globalisation as a result of the changes in Asia like we're facing it, or ageing of the population like we're facing it. This is a new ball game, Tiki, and we need an act which is reinvigorated and written for the modern times.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said the time is running out for Greece to reach a reform agreement with international lenders. Greece and the Eurogroup need to agree on a reform deal to unlock the next sum of bailout money for the cash-strapped country. Ms Merkel said Greece needs to fulfil bailout requirements set out by the Eurogroup, but there is scope for flexibility. Let's take a look at global financial markets. And at the close, the Dow had dropped 200 points. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 ended trade almost down 1%. In London, the FTSE also lost some ground. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $48 a barrel. Tapas crude is trading at $57 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,183 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 76 US cents, 71 euro cents and 51 pence sterling.